A Twitter from the Atlantic by Barry Mahoney. An explosive island. The Canary Islands have a history that is quite literally littered with explosions. Each of the seven main islands was created by hot volcanic lava pushing through the cold Atlantic Ocean in the last million years or so. It therefore does not seem surprising that an occasional belch can be heard and seen every few hundred years or so. One of our islands has been in a bit of trouble over recent weeks, but first, a little background. The Canary Islands are home to the third largest volcano in the world, Mount Tidi on the island of Tenerife, which is also the highest mountain in Spain. Interestingly, all the islands except La Gomera has seen volcanic activity in the last million years or so. The island of El Hierro was formed over 1 million years ago. After three successive eruptions, the island emerged from the ocean as a triangle topped with a volcanic cone more than 2,000 metres high. Continued volcanic activity resulted in the island expanding and boasting the largest number of volcanoes in the Canary Islands, together with a multitude of caves and volcanic galleries. Until recent weeks, most people had never even heard of El Hierro, also called the Meridian Island, which is the smallest and furthest south and west of the Canary Islands. However, it is a fascinating place and rich in history, customs and traditions, and one that has mercifully escaped much of the ravages of the present-day tourist industry. It is the kind of place that tourists should avoid if interested only in copious quantities of booze, sunshine and discos when on holiday, because they'll be greatly disappointed. The stoic people of El Hierro are currently coping with the reefs of foul-smelling gas, water stained by sulphur from the volcano and increased sea temperatures, which are killing fish and threatening all marine life in the area. Residents of the fishing village of La Restinga, which is the most affected area, were forced to leave their homes as the volcano just off the coast began erupting for the second time. A string of earthquakes was registered on the island, including several tremors measuring above 4 on the Richter scale. However, in recent days, villagers have been allowed to return to their homes after scientists said they're not expecting an imminent eruption, although they did admit the possibility of further aftershocks still exist. Without making light of a potentially serious situation of the islanders of El Hierro, the volcanic cone that is currently pumping out magma 500 feet below the surface of the ocean is gradually heading towards the surface, and experts tell us that it will shortly break the surface to create another Canary Island, in much the same way as these fortunate islands were created millions of years ago. Indeed, island residents are already brainstorming names for the potential landmass, including Discovery Island and Atlantis, amongst other suggestions. Maybe in years to come, future generations of tourists will be heading out to holiday on the newest baby of the Canary Islands. Who knows? El Hierro has lost much of the tourist income that is the livelihood of this beautiful and unique place. Island residents estimate that the crisis has already cost them around 4 million euros in lost earnings from the island's restaurants, hotels and diving schools. However, according to the locals, business has picked up in the last few days, with increasing numbers of people curious to see the volcano as its underwater eruption was visible from the air. Curiously, it is the media who are hyping the story to an extent where inaccurate reports question the very survival of the island. This is nonsense, of course, and many islanders simply describe it as a little local difficulty, in Spanish, of course. Indeed, as one of our island friends put it so eloquently the other day, without volcanoes, there would not have been the Canary Islands. Well, I think that is a fair point. If you enjoyed this Twitter, have a look at my website, www.barrymahoney.com. And thank you for listening.